Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
Okay. Okay, NXT podcast time. I was excited. You excited? I'm excited. My name is Zachary Smith. I am your host here all on time and everything for the NXT 2.0 podcast. It feels important. Listen, I know I said that was weird that they kept calling it NXT 2.0, but at this point, it's so not the old NXT show that it feels appropriate to call it NXT 2.0, you know? A lot of stuff happened on this show. They billed it as three title matches in one night. What a super show. And then told me those three titles were the Cruiserweight title, the NXT Women's title, and the Women's Tag titles. So that, I wouldn't say that that's necessarily a super show or anything to necessarily brag a lot about, but that's just me. Before we get started, you can always find me on Twitter. I am at ZachNXT. That's at ZachNXT. We're talking wrestling and other fun stuff over there. We cover the news, what's going on in wrestling. Some of the headlines, if you were to Google WWE, from Cultaholic, WWE's Bruce Pritchard, there was no fake Razor Ramon and Diesel, we recasted. That is absolutely the way WWE thinks about that when Kevin Nash and Scott Hall went to WCW and a heel Jim Ross said that he was bringing in Razor and Diesel, and it was in fact two different dudes. One of them was Kane. I forget who the other one was. And yeah, of WWE absolutely thinks they just recast it. Of course, dude. Big E talks WWE title win. WWE title to Big E. That was really cool. That was fun. It was really cool seeing Big E beat Bobby Lashley for the WWE title. And it seems from what they're doing with Big E, cage match with Bobby Lashley and probably a Survivor Series match with Roman, that they're already taking Big E a little bit more seriously because he's, you know, big and stuff. Not a ton going on. Extreme Rules happened. That was something, huh? Just maybe we don't call it Extreme Rules if it's not going to be, you know, anything extreme. Sasha Banks is back. Cool. I don't know, man. The demon Finn Balor lost again. He fell off the top rope when it broke, and I don't know, man. What do you do with him after that, huh? Because now Roman beat the demon. I don't know. Maybe we could go back to NXT 2.0, except it probably wouldn't be as good of a run now. I guess nothing. I guess you don't do anything. So we open to NXT 2.0 with their dope theme song. Vic Joseph says it's been an extreme week in WWE, and that continues tonight. What part of this week has been particularly extreme, I guess, would be my question. In that there weren't a lot of extreme matches. Roman Reigns and Finn Balor used some weapons, but other than that, there wasn't a ton going on. Hit Row's out first. Hit Row is very good, and I'd like to see more of them. Hey, remember Swerve Scott, the NXT North American champion? It would be forgivable if you didn't remember them, as have not seen Swerve do much since winning that title, except circle around Santos Escobar and Legado del Fantasma a bunch, which makes sense for a first feud, although it feels like it's been going for a year straight now without just having them be in a match, which seems like it would be good. B-Fab is taking on Electra Lopez tonight. That's a no disqualification match. That's why it's extreme. Nothing else extreme is going to happen here. Hit Row is getting their opening a show experience and practice for Raw, I'm sure. Ashanti the Adonis plugs the Raquel Gonzalez Frankie Monet women's title match, says tonight is all about the ladies. The women's tag titles are also on the line. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark defend against Gigi Dolin and the other one. Swerve says the title that's not being defended is his, again. And he says that's because nobody wants smoke with him. He shouts out Santos Escobar again. Again, really just feels like they should probably just have a match already. Would probably be good. I'm not an expert or anything. But I do know sometimes WWE has a tendency to draw things out in a bad way. Not even draw them out so much as kind of forget about them for a while so that when people eventually do get together in a match, it feels less important. So that's probably something that's happening. Also, Grayson Waller's challenging Roderick Strong for the Cruiserweight title. Again, Hit Row's really good. All that they did in this promo was tell you what was happening on the show tonight, and they made it really fun. However, they are interrupted by Legado del Fantasma, leading Electra Lopez out to the ring for their match. Electra Lopez drops B-Fab on her face and stomach, like, onto a chair, and then hits a reverse kind of powerbomb, kind of a slam, and she wins. That was as good of a match as it could have been for B-Fab being so new. There were a lot of fun spots in it, but I mean, B-Fab still needs practice, which is no slight against her. She is brand new to wrestling. So this felt altogether like an audition for Hit Row. Because I don't know if you heard, but the WWE draft starts on Friday, and NXT is going to be included in that. Now, I don't know who you take from NXT, because I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news, but NXT 2.0 has gone in a very different direction and is about quote-unquote making WrestleMania main eventers now. So I don't know who you draft. You going to take Ciampa or Gargano or any of the guys that are like kind of player coaches now? Doesn't seem like it. You going to take Bron Breakker? That seems early. Not taking Carmelo Hayes. They're probably taking Odyssey Jones now that I think about it. I don't know, man. Who do MSK? They're the NXT tag champs. That feels weird. Hit Row feels like somebody, or rather a group, that is absolutely going to get drafted. And then I cannot wait to see what Vince McMahon does with a group of four African Americans. Boy, oh boy, I'm excited, and I know you are too. So this very much felt, again, like an audition, because this doesn't happen on NXT a lot. And I know it's a different show now, so maybe it will, but this was an opening promo that was a good amount of time and then interrupted by your opponents and then a match. That's what they do on Raw every week. So if Hit Row is going to be on Raw or SmackDown, they're going to be doing that more, and that is kind of what they had them do here. So I think if Hit Row goes to the main roster, I think that they'll definitely be able to do well. They're all very talented, and especially together. I just don't know how super seriously they're going to be taken on the main roster, because remember, this is 2.0. These people should be more main roster ready now. That was kind of some of the whole point. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with this group of people that is now under the auspice of these should be your main eventers, even though they're not looking for new main eventers. So you can't really do a War Games match with these two, with it being intergender. Like, how do you parse out the man versus woman thing if they're going to be in the ring at the same time? So I don't know if you're leading toward like a 8-person tag match, or what we're doing, or if this is just to set up Santos Escobar probably winning the North American title from Swerve, it seems like. I am not sure. If it's for Swerve and Escobar, you need to just do that match. I bet you we're going to have Top Dollar and Ashanti versus those two dudes in Legado del Fantasma again. I bet you were doing that. So that'll be something to keep an eye. It'll be really interesting who they want to take up to the main roster in this draft. I was surprised when NXT was a part of it. Of course, they're not drafting anybody. That would be ridiculous, but they will have talent taken from them, which will be great. To the commentary team, Beth Phoenix is plugging the Indy Loomis honeymoon. Cuts to that. Indy and Dexter are on the beach. A lot of fun shots at the ocean and the water. And they're sitting out there in a bathing suit and like a Speedo, and they're having drinks on the beach and all this. It cuts to a hotel and a hotel balcony. It's Johnny Gargano and Candace on a balcony watching them. Candace says, "It's nice for now, but remember our honeymoon?" Johnny says he does. We get a kind of a flashback of some adult themes, and he remembers, and now they're both concerned. Dexter is looking at Indy, who's in the ocean, and he drops his sunglasses. He seems really happy. Johnny says he has an idea. He'll be right back. Cuts from there to Indy yelling, "Oh my God, Dexter, it's a shark." Dexter picks her up and they walk off. They get out of the water. Johnny gets out of the water. He is dressed in goggles with a shark fin attached. I think all that did was get them inside the hotel. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae are delightful.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I don't remember the last time I've seen Johnny wrestle. Obviously, Candace wouldn't have because she's pregnant. I don't remember the last time I've seen Johnny wrestle, and he's so good at this, and Candace is so good at this, and Indy and Dexter, and Austin Theory, that I don't even really care. So it's very fun to watch these segments. Like, they're silly. They're not, you know, super serious stories. They're not title matches, but they're some of the best stuff on the show. I know I was hesitant about the wedding and it not being, or rather the NXT title not being the main event, but in all, this has been a delightful, from the wedding on, has been nothing but hilarious and delightful, and a lot of that is because of Johnny and Candace. So I'm gonna give it to him here. So cut back, Grayson Waller in a vignette says that he's a thrill seeker. He jumps out of planes and figures out the rest later. That's a terrible idea. Please get a parachute. Like, definitely think about it first, right? Like, even if you're an adrenaline junkie, you would think about it before you jumped out of the plane. Like, you're not stupid. He says he's going to win the NXT Cruiserweight, or rather the Cruiserweight title. I bet he won't. Raquel Gonzalez is being interviewed about Frankie Monet. Raquel says that Frankie is good, but she's going to add her name to the list of the other people who thought they could step up to her. She's interrupted by Gigi Dolin, Mandy Rose, and the other one. Mandy says, that title looks good on you. It'll look a lot better on me. So just so I'm clear, we're doing Mandy Rose and Raquel Gonzalez. That's what we're doing. Because it feels like Raquel Gonzalez would get drafted, but she would have to lose that title, and Mandy Rose is an interesting choice. Feels like you could have done Dakota Kai and gone with that, but Dakota Kai's not been around. I guess Dakota could get drafted. I mean, I would just think that the same rule applies to the women that applies to the men, that if you're big and jacked, Vince is going to like you and want you on the main roster. So feels like Mandy Rose could win that title, so that's interesting. Toxic Attraction is making their entrance. I believe the other one is JC Jane. I always forget her name. They're taking on Io Shirai and Zoe Stark for the women's tag titles that I swear to you I forgot existed. And I know, listen, I know I say that every time those women's titles, tag titles do show up, but I really do forget about them because I think they also forget about them. Io hits the moonsault on Jane and pins her. What do you know? Toxic Attraction lose. Cool. That's cool. Definitely keep those titles on Io and Zoe because it's been nothing but money. Braun Breaker vignette. So Braun Breaker's just going to be the guy, huh? Like, everybody collectively decided that Braun Breaker's the dude, and I'm with that. He seems a lot more like Scott Steiner and sounds just like him than Rick Steiner. I'm not sure why his name isn't like Rex Steiner. That seems like it would have been a better name than Braun Breaker, which, by the way, Breaker has two K's in it. It's B-R-E-A-K-K-E-R, and I'm not sure what we're doing there. But, you know, here we are, I guess. I'm not sure that that's like a WrestleMania main event name. But again, what do I know? I've never run a wrestling company, huh? Braun says that he is high energy and high intensity. The part that everyone really loves is that Braun Neck says, this locker room is full of studs, but I'm here to whoop butt. I'm not sure if I can say the A word on this show, so I'm not going to. He says, here to whoop butt. He says, don't like it? I don't give a S. Want a friend? Get a dog. I'm here to win the NXT title. goes to commercial. When it comes back, Vic Joseph says that the NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa has FaceTimed into the show, and I don't know why it bothers me so much that Ciampa's FaceTiming into the show. If you had said he sent a video response, I wouldn't have even thought about it. But it feels, for some reason, saying that he's FaceTiming into the show sounds so lame to me, and I don't know why, but it really does. He could have even called in. It could have been that it's the word FaceTime, I'm realizing as I'm working it out, is the problem here. So Ciampa's FaceTimed in. Looks like he's in a gym. I don't know if that's a home gym. His thoughts on Bron Breakker are as such. He says, that was a hell of a video package, and Bron's had a hell of a 2 weeks. Kid has something special, but maybe we don't need to put him in the Hall of Fame just yet. He says, Breaker's not a patient man. Message received loud and clear. Now Bron can listen to the champ. He says, it took me 908 days to get this title back. A title, by the way, that I never lost and nobody's ever beaten me for. He says, nobody's beaten me for this before and nobody will now. Ciampa says, Breakker versus Ciampa is going to happen sooner than later. And when it does, Bron Breakker is going to drown in an ocean of experience. Which was an odd... What do you mean in an ocean of an experience? What does that mean? Like, I've heard that you're going to drown in an ocean because I'm going to pull you down to the deep water where you've never been before, so on and so forth. I got that. What is an ocean of an experience? That's not even me nitpicking. I actually don't understand. He kisses Goldie. He says goodbye. So, this is fun. Ciampa is doing really good promos as champion. Make no mistake, he's not in an easy spot. I don't know why Samoa Joe had to give up the title. It feels weird that he was injured again, and I don't know if they were trying to cover it up by having him not on the main show and just doing video packages with him or interviews. I don't know if he's actually hurt or if they didn't want him as the NXT champion. They just needed to get it off of Karrion Kross. I don't know. But now Ciampa is your NXT champion again, and he's had two promos really as champion. One last week, and he basically put over all the new talent. And again, not an easy position. This week he's pumping up his opponent, presumably in the near future, for the title, Bron Breakker. So Ciampa has taken on a different role. It's no longer him and like Johnny Gargano in a blood feud. Ciampa's job is to put over all of this new talent. And Ciampa's doing a good job. Again, third time, not an easy thing probably to do. But Ciampa's doing it really, really well. I think he was a good choice. It's weird because if he faces Bron Breakker for that title, everything about Ciampa being champion would indicate to me that he's going to have a bunch of matches for that title and put over new talent. But they like Bron Breakker so very much that if they weren't one-on-one for the title, I am not entirely sure that Bron Breakker wouldn't just win clean in the middle. If they did that match next week, I would put my money on Bron Breakker because, boy, oh boy, you can feel how much they like Bron and how much the fans like Bron. If Bron Breakker won the title, I don't know if people would think it's too soon or if people would really love it. I would laugh a lot, and he would probably be delightful as NXT champion. Feels real fast, but he hasn't looked bad in anything he's done yet, so I don't know. Ciampa having that belt for a very, very short time would be a bummer, but also, you know, Bron Breakker, but also... Feels like Bron Breakker's not going to be in NXT 2.0 for a super long time. Feels like Vince would really like that guy and would bring him up soon. I don't know if you're going to do that in the draft. That feels really soon. Or if you're just going to have him debut later anyway because you kind of make up your own rules. So I don't know. There's a world of possibilities. So we're back. Candace is on the hotel balcony. Johnny comes back. Says he chased him off. Candace says, where did they go? He says, oh, they went to their room. She says, but you know that that's a room and it has like a bed. And Johnny says, what's the Rather, Candace says, "What's the worst that can happen?" and then trails off as she looks down at her pregnant belly. Johnny does the same, says, "I'll be right back," runs off. Johnny catches a maid in the hallway and says, "Hey, I forgot my key to my room," gets her to open Indy and Dexter's hotel room. Johnny runs into the bedroom and he's going through their luggage, making sure that they have protection. And he's very excited because they do, in fact, have protection. But he checks and there are so very many condoms. I was going to try and count them, but I lost count. There were so many. So Johnny says that's more than is necessary. He says he hopes they're hydrated. That was all right. That was funny. Johnny makes these things that probably wouldn't be funny otherwise really funny. Candace does the same. Indy and Dexter come into the room. Indy says, "Oh, I left the door unlocked." Johnny hears them coming, and he does like a Mission Impossible roll over the bed, throws the stuff back in the luggage, and hides in the closet. So Indy gets on the bed first. She says, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" Dexter gets on the bed, and then they have a pillow fight, because naturally. And they're making noises and stuff. Johnny can't see them, but he can hear them. And from what he's hearing, he thinks that they're having sex and is reacting as such. They, in fact, did not. They're very tired from all the pillow fighting. They lay down for a nap. And later, Johnny slowly gets out of the closet. Dexter wakes up and is staring at Johnny. Eventually gives Johnny a thumbs up. Johnny gives a very hesitant thumbs up back. And for some reason, Dexter pulls another roll of condoms from his robe pocket. I'm not sure if that was the same roll of condoms or if that was a different roll of condoms. But whether it's a second roll or the first roll, that's so many condoms, dude. Which is part of the joke. So that's it for them this week. I'm not sure if we're going to do another part of this or not. Roderick Strong is in the ring for the Cruiserweight title match with Diamond Mine. They're certainly here too, is a thing that you could say about Diamond Mine. Grayson Waller makes his entrance second. I'm not sure why we've been doing that. Big E entered first for his title match. Let's see. Damian Priest entered for his title match first. Raquel does it later. Why are we doing that? That's weird. Champion usually comes out last. That's an odd choice. Ah, it's NXT 2.0, baby. Everything's different. So they had a really fun match that Roderick Strong wins with just a knee to the face that sounded beautiful. And he retains the Cruiserweight title. So Diamond Mind is very excited. Once again, Diamond Mind is certainly here. Lash Legend is here for Lashing Out. It's actually like a studio talk show. She talks about the WWE draft starting this Friday. Lash says she knows something about drafts. She got the rebound record in a single game with 27 rebounds. Not totally sure what that has to do with the draft, except she says she earned her a WNBA draft spot. Seems like maybe they'd have more tape on you than one 27 rebound game, but that's all right. I mean, this is not an in-ring show. It's like different, I guess. It like is like a couple of topics a week. Lash Legend plays this role of like a talk show host very well. It was fun, I guess. I don't know, man. It was fine. I think Lash is very charismatic. I don't know if she's like going to be a full wrestler, if she's going to be a manager, a personality, or if she's getting brought along slowly as a wrestler. I don't know. Seems like she has a lot of charisma. She did a good job. I'd be willing to watch more of this, which is good because it's one of my jobs to watch this worst wrestling show. Wade Barrett is a big, big fan of Lashing Out. This commentary team is delightful, I'll say again. Raquel Gonzalez, again, is out first for some reason to defend her women's title. And Frankie Monet makes her entrance with the Robert Stone brand. Robert Stone, and I forget the lady's name. I'm not doing that on purpose. I do not remember. So once Frankie Monet is allowed to wrestle, she's really good. It's this character that I just don't care about. Again, it's not heat in like, I want to see her get beat up. It's, I don't really want to watch this character. It's annoying. Not like in a good way. Not like in an MJF way. In a, I'd like to stop watching you, please, way. But in the ring, she is fantastic. And Raquel Gonzalez is good at just big hoss fights. I don't know what you call a hoss fight for women. I've been over this before, but she's good at big hoss fights. So it's fun. It's a fun match. So Gonzalez catches Frankie Monet with her chokeslam thing, and she retains the women's title. So that makes sense. You weren't going to put it on Frankie Monet. Now, Raquel Gonzalez is running out of challengers here. I said that before her match with Dakota Kai, and she beat Dakota Kai. Now she's beaten Frankie Monet. If Mandy Rose doesn't win this women's title, I legitimately do not know who Raquel Gonzalez would fight next for it. So do with that information, I guess, what you will. So Robert Stonebrand is helping Frankie Monet by the entrance ramp. They're almost immediately interrupted by Toxic Attraction. So in fact, we are doing Mandy Rose next for Raquel. They stand by the entrance ramp and look at the Robert Stonebrand and then go and attack all three of them. So they lay them out. Gigi Dolin is really cool, is my takeaway from this so far. Toxic Attraction surround Raquel in the ring. Wade Barrett says, this reminds him of Nexus. Wade, you stop it right now. You know you don't mean that. So Raquel hits Gigi Dolin with the title belt and then starts fighting the other two. Eventually, she's taken over by the numbers game. Mandy and her girls stand over Raquel as Mandy raises that NXT women's title. Now, listen, am I super duper pumped about Mandy Rose, NXT Women's Champion? Nah, I'm not. But I legit do not know who you do next for Raquel if Mandy doesn't win. And also of the women on the roster, it feels like Raquel's the most likely to get called up. Io Shirai would be really good, but also like they didn't really have a lot for Asuka to do in a serious capacity. I'm not sure if I want to see Io in a bunch of bad comedy segments on the main roster. I already see the tryouts on NXT 2.0, and I'm all set. So it feels like it's going to be Raquel moving up, which would mean she would need to lose that NXT women's title. And I guess it's going to go to Mandy Rose. I don't know. Gigi Dolan's my favorite part of this group. She seems like they all have like a bad attitude and want to fight you, which is cool. Gigi Dolin feels the most punk rock of this group that wants to look punk rock. So that will be fun. So I don't know if NXT 2.0 is going to do takeovers. I don't know how they square that, if they're just going to be a developmental TV show. Feels like it would be helpful for them to have, I'm going to call it pay-per-view, but it's not, but pay-per-view experience. But I legitimately don't know what they think is important for them to be doing. So if you were to do a takeover, you'd have a pretty good card so far. You'd have Raquel fighting Mandy Rose for the NXT women's title. You can finally do the friggin' Swerve Scott Santos Escobar North American title match. Roderick Strong fights somebody for the Cruiserweight title. You could have Ciampa and Bron Breakker for the NXT title in a legitimate I have no idea who's going to win this match kind of thing. You could have MSK defending their tag titles against, I don't know, somebody, man. You got a lot of new people, and you could have some fun matches in a takeover situation. But again, you've changed a lot about NXT for NXT 2.0. I don't know. Maybe takeovers aren't a thing anymore. I guess we'll see. But that's about it for NXT. I want to remind you one more time. You can find me over on Twitter at ZachNXT. Again, that's at ZachNXT. Talking wrestling, other fun stuff over there. In the meantime, that's it for NXT, so that's it for me. I have been Zachary Smith. You have been fantastic, as always, and thank you for listening.